As more and more people work from home, experts are starting to wonder how that will affect the way businesses operate in future. Tyler Solzlechner reports.
For over a decade, many Australians have elected to make the transition from the workplace and into working from home. However, since the COVID-19 business shutdowns, nearly half the Australian labour force has spent time working from home. Experts are under the impression that at least a substantial portion of these newly at-home employees will remain there long-term, with big potential repercussions for Australia's capital city business districts. John Buchanan, a business analytics professor at the University of Sydney, says employers are facing strong incentives to keep their employees working from home in the long run.
Yeah, well, the fundamental one is cost. So, you know, accommodating people in workplaces, you know, you've got to pay rent. And I think a lot of businesses are working out that they can get a lot done without actually having to pay the overhead of maintaining offices. I also think, and I haven't seen robust data on it, but I've seen a lot of anecdotal reports. I think people are working longer from home. I think the commuter dividend is accruing to employers, not to workers.
What is your comment on employees working from home in respect to business performance, and do you see it having a negative impact on how the business will facilitate this new transition?
I think it all depends on the conditions under which it's introduced and the context in which it's being introduced. So if workflows are clearly delineated and tasks can be appropriately delegated, it can work well. And if there's a good trust relationship between the employer and the worker, it will function fine. But if tasks aren't clearly defined and if there's poor trust between the parties, then it won't work well.
Do you get the impression that post-COVID, the home office will take precedence over the standard platform of workplace operations?
I think we're likely to see a higher level of working from home. I don't think it will completely displace it. There are still major benefits of face-to-face meeting and workshopping. So I think we'll just see a rebalancing. I don't think we'll see one replace the other.
But not all businesses are able to transition to a home office format. Some small business owners are finding it tough to cope with the hindrances set forth by the COVID pandemic. Carla Allen, restaurant owner at Serrano's in Brisbane, says the outbreak has affected the economic performance of her business.
We are now back trading a couple of nights a week, more or less in a similar way. But that initial impact, that first probably 6 weeks, had a huge impact because we started by first of all having to basically sack a whole staff. Obviously then when the information came through to do with JobKeeper, we re-employed 3 people. But I mean, we had almost 20 people on our books at that stage. But then that meant that we had to change the way we did business because we were a sit-down, dine-in restaurant and people weren't allowed to dine in. So,
do you get the impression that post-COVID, that your current occupation will take precedence over your business?
Oh, we're actually looking at shutting our business. It's just been the last nail in the coffin, so to speak.
How has this affected the dynamic or relationship you have between your home life and your work life?
Well, it has, mainly in that we're not home much, so we're mainly at business. We've been very fortunate. We've got 2 teenage boys, so both of them have become, they were both involved, I guess, in the business. The older boy was actually employed by the business and was working a couple of nights a week, but like that's their whole entire weekend now is tied up with the business. They work all 3 nights just to keep us going. We're lucky in that I guess we're together as a family, but I don't know that it's quite the most productive and best way to be together as a family.
That story was by Tyler Solzlechner.